Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 130 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It is Friday, and I hope that you are looking forward to this weekend and that you have decided to take some Sabbath time to yourself, to spend with God. Today, according to the Bible in a Year reading plan, we will be reading Psalms 45 through 55 and Proverb number 6. By way of this podcast, I'll be reading Proverb number 6, but be sure to read the rest on your own. I'll be using the web translation of the Bible, that's the World English Bible, and you're welcome to use whatever you have on hand, that's fine. If you're in need of the Bible in a Year reading plan, click the link in the show notes and you'll be brought to a page where you could open it, print it, download it, whatever you want to do with it. And finally, friends, if you're enjoying this Bible in a Year reading plan, I ask that you consider doing me the kindness, the simple kindness, of clicking like and subscribe on your listening platform of choice, as that does help this podcast get seen in the search results for others who are looking for a way to read God's Word more frequently. So if you do that, know that I appreciate it very much. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Proverb 6. My son, if you have become collateral for your neighbor, if you have struck your hands in pledge for a stranger, you are trapped by the words of your mouth. You are ensnared with the words of your mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver yourself, since you have come into the hand of your neighbor. Go, humble yourself. Press your plea with your neighbor. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no chief, overseer, or ruler, provides her bread in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you sleep, sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so your poverty will come as a robber, and your scarcity as an armed man. A worthless person, a man of iniquity, is he who walks with a perverse mouth, who winks with his eyes, who signals with his feet, who motions with his fingers, and whose heart is perverseness, who desires evil continually, who always sows discord. Therefore his calamity will come suddenly. He will be broken suddenly, and that without remedy. There are 6 things which Yahweh hates, yes, 7, which are an abomination to him: arrogant eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness who utters lies, and he who sows discord among brothers. My son, keep your father's commandment, and don't forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them continually on your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, it will lead you. When you sleep, it will watch over you. When you awake, it will talk to you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep you from the immoral woman, from the flattery of the wayward wife's tongue. Don't lust after her beauty in your heart, neither let her captivate you with her eyelids. For a prostitute reduces you to a piece of bread. The adulteress hunts for your precious life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap, and his clothes not be burned? Or can one walk on hot coals, and his feet not be scorched? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her will not be unpunished. Men, don't despise a thief, if he steals to satisfy himself when he is hungry. But if he is found, he shall restore 7 times. He shall give all the wealth of his house. He who commits adultery with a woman is void of understanding. He who does it destroys his own soul. He will get wounds and dishonor. His reproach will not be wiped away. For jealousy arouses the fury of the husband. He won't spare in the day of vengeance. He won't regard any ransom. Neither will he rest content, though you give many gifts. Gracious eternal God, we give you thanks for this time together. We pray that you would help us make the most of it. Help us to quiet our minds and our hearts that we might hear your still small voice speaking through your holy inspired word. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask all of these things. Amen. It's clear after reading this particular proverb that the proverb writer, probably King Solomon, was writing to us, warning us to avoid submitting ourselves to bad situations. Talking about adultery here, whether you are a man or a woman. I know it talked about women here, but it applies to men just as equally. Whether you put yourself into the position of being slothful or, as it is called out here in this proverb, a sluggard, those who are slackers, so to speak, you put yourself in a position to find scarcity in your life. It comes back and it bites you in the end. And when you take advantage of your neighbor's wife or neighbor's husband, you are inviting evil into your life because God does not will for you to do such things. We are admonished in this proverb to avoid the things that are contrary to God, what the proverb writer refers to as the things that God hates, like arrogant eyes and deceitful lips. These things are not compatible with God's nature, and God will not allow it to stand in God's loving presence. We're admonished here again in this proverb to submit ourselves to the teaching that Yahweh has provided to us as the perfect parent, as our Father. And when we bind these things to our hearts, when we surround ourselves with God's teaching and good and godly people, we are put in a position to walk in the light. So friends, as you continue in your day today, consider how you can align yourself to God's teachings, that you would not submit yourself to situations that are contrary to God's will for your life. And the best way to know what God's teachings are and what God wants for your life is to build this habit of learning about God through God's word. So I hope that you commit to that each and every day, that you will return back on Monday as we continue along this journey of reading the Bible in a year together. Well, friends, I hope you have a very blessed and restful weekend, full of worship and the things that you delight in. Go now in peace. See you next week.